From Block Club Chicago, Jen Sabella has extremely local news. Good morning, Jen. What exactly is the Museum of Ice Cream?
Good morning, Bob. In the last few years, pre-pandemic, we saw a lot of these things pop up that were kind of like museums for Instagram. So really brightly colored and like aesthetically pleasing places that don't necessarily have any historical significance, but people really like to go and take photos. And that is looking what like the Museum of Ice Cream is as well. It is in the Tribune Tower and will open next summer. And it'll have 14 suite-themed installations, including a sprinkle pool, which if you go on our website, there's a photo. It looks like you're bathing in giant sprinkles. It's pretty amazing. They'll have ice cream. Each guest gets 5 ice cream treats, and there's some sections dedicated to the history of ice cream and old ice cream memorabilia. A cafe and bar. It just sounds like a cute, like I said, very Instagram-y place to go and get your picture taken in a very pink and colorful environment.
So Dylan's Candy Bar is gone, but the Museum of Ice Cream will be there, 435 North
exactly.
Michigan.
Exactly.
the new card game called Chicago Handshake is in the news this morning. What's that all about?
This is pretty funny. It's essentially a drinking game by this company called Transit Tees. If you've probably seen them in Wicker Park and up in Andersonville. They sell a lot of Chicago-themed merchandise, like around the L, and it's cute. It's good for gifts and things like that. But now they have come out with a game, and it's essentially a Chicago trivia game. And if you get your answers right, that's good for you. If you get them wrong, you get a token. And the person with the most tokens at the end of the game has to drink a Chicago handshake, which is a tall boy of beer, usually old style, and a shot of Malort, the very controversial and disgusting tasting liqueur that is Chicago's adopted liquor of choice. So it is kind of a punishment to drink Malort. I guess some people really like it, but I would consider it a punishment. So in the drinking game, the loser gets the shot of Malort. And there's also a bartender in the game who's essentially like the banker you'd think in Monopoly, and they keep track of everything. And they can also just make people drink Malort shots throughout the game. So this is something for someone with a strong stomach and the ability to, you know, handle liquor well.
I guess. And they're selling it on the web, and it's also going to be in a few stores, right?
Yes, it is in it's online at the Transit Tees website, and then it is also at their locations on Clark Street, 5226 North Clark in Andersonville, and in Wicker Park, 1371 North Milwaukee Avenue.
All right, $22 for that fun. And finally, in Andersonville, tell us what a sober bar is.
This is actually really interesting. This opened in Michigan, actually, and it's a tea shop, and they have it set up so it's not like a traditional like cafe or tea shop, but it's more of a bar. So you can go up and sit at the bar. You can invite a friend, try different teas. They'll have like different tea cocktails, and they'll also have a small stage and different events on nights, just like bars do. So bingo, tarot readings, and it's meant for the LGBTQ community, people who don't necessarily want to drink. So if you're sober and you're looking for a place for, you know, just to gather with some friends and go out, and you feel like a bar is not the place for you, this Eli's Tea Bar is meant to take the place of the traditional pubs that Chicago loves so much.
Opening in November, 5507 North Clark. And if you don't like that, then you can play the Chicago handshake game, I guess.
Exactly.
More at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Jen. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob. You too.